Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and boy, am I happy to be here today.
I bet.
Just got off an 8-day road tour around the USA and Canada, visiting the Counselor Best Places to Work companies. Very excited. I missed you all very much. Kathy Houston.
We missed you.
I'm sure you did. Kathy, what's going on at Advantage Magazine this week?
Lots of stuff. We're putting the August issue to bed, as they say, in the publishing world.
And what's the cover story?
The cover story is the entertainment market.
All right.
So tune in.
Can't wait to hear all about it. Mm-hmm. Jen Vishnevsky.
Is Jay Well on the cover?
No. We should have Jay Well, right?
We already had Sookie. Come on.
Yeah.
Jen Vishnevsky is here, a guest on the radio show today.
Here I am.
Jen works for Advantages Magazine, and you've been tweeting up a story.
I have. I'm so glad you're back.
You followed our road show. You were one of our top tweeters.
So. The road
is that
show?
$500?
Road show. Road tour.
$500.
You're not eligible for that. And we have another guest here today. Well, all these guests. Christopher Ruvo, all the way from Stitches
big
and Wearables
cheers, big
Magazine.
Big cheers. Yeah.
Chris, welcome. What are you working on these days? You're writing up a story.
I'm working on a story about hooded sweatshirts, the history of the hoodie.
Really?
So everybody tune in.
And what interesting fact have you gleaned so far?
That Champion Products invented the hoodie in the 1930s. The modern hoodie as we know it.
Who knew?
Originally known as the Knickerbocker Knitting Company.
Knickerbocker.
I'll have you know.
Wow, you're a wealth of hoodie facts.
I am at the moment, yes.
All right, well, speaking of social networking, Michelle Bell is here, and she is tweeting or doing something on her BlackBerry right now.
I am tweeting.
Michelle, what's new?
Everything's really good here. SGR is good. Everything's good. We're happy and everything's delightful.
Are you high?
Yeah, I know.
It's obviously wrong.
It's not like you.
It's a half day.
Known is manning the tech booth. We're going to hear lots of wonderful sound effects from him today, he's promised. And Vinny Driscoll, of course, is going to answer your phone calls. 215-953-4979. The topic today is inexpensive ways to motivate and reward employees. If you have any questions or any tips on that, call us. 215-953-4979. Chris, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
A $25 Visa gift card.
How about that?
That's right.
Who doesn't want that? All right, Kathy, tell us what is on tap for today's show.
All right, well, you're supposed to be regaling us with tales from the road tour.
I'm going to.
Right? I don't know what stopped you from murdering Joe and Andy along the way. Chris is going to tell us how to build an audience that builds your business. Jen has 10 or less smart ways to work a trade show. I'll tell you why sunscreen is being banned at schools and camps, if you could believe such a thing. Michelle is going to say whether people share too much on social media.
Yes.
And of course, we will have our favorite things from everybody. And I want to give a shout out to my nephew, Ryan Sawyer, who's 11 years old. He's staying with us this week, and he's a big fan of ASI Radio.
He's a big fan.
So everybody wave. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
All right.
Okay, and first, Michelle has the news.
Let's go, Michelle.
I do. First up, we have Counselor Top 40 Distributor Halo Branded Solutions has announced the acquisition of Long Island-based BGM Promotions. Financial terms of the agreement were not disclosed, but we'll have more about that in Promogram later today. Next up, we have the Canadian company, Canada Blanket, has acquired... Oh, I'm sorry. Three Canadian investors purchased the British Columbia-based Canada Blanket Company. Financial terms were not disclosed. And again, we'll have more information about that later in Promogram today. Business news now. Small businesses added jobs in June. American small businesses created about 70,000 new jobs in June, the strongest month for growth in the past 3 months, according to new data reported in the Intuit Small Business Employment Index. The index, which measures employment creation in private industry firms, increased by 0.3% for an annualized growth of 4.1%. So more on that later today as well.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. We're going to start taking your calls right now at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is how to motivate employees without blowing your budget. And on line two this morning, we have Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. And welcome back.
Thank you very much. And what's your question today?
Well, actually, I've been following you guys on the road tour, and I was just wondering, what were some of the unique things that companies did to retain employees, do you think?
You know, there were a lot of great things, and I will tell you that a lot of the things they implemented, and remember, these are, you know, companies that have been voted on as the top in the industry by their own employees, but a lot of them were inexpensive things. I will say that we visited 17 companies, at least five let people bring their dogs to work whenever they wanted. Mm-hmm. We've had some dogs in an ASI recently. But, I mean, one had seven or eight dogs, and there were milk bones everywhere, dog dishes, dog beds. I know Rich would love that. Rich, our publisher, just came in.
Yeah, can we do that? I don't have a dog.
If you don't have a dog, then you certainly can bring yours every single day.
You have cats. But I
and you have a little wiener dog.
Daisy would love to come in. I think bring your cat to work day would be problematic, though. Let's not do that.
I think that sounds like you are a canine prejudice.
Well, I'm just telling you that five of these companies had, you know, tons of dogs. I didn't see one cat anywhere. Mm. Anyway, so that was one of them. Another one, a lot of them had wellness programs. Now, those, you know, are a little more costly. But two had Biggest Loser programs going on. That's something that we had here at ASI. And, you know, everyone was losing tons of weight and running around and very happy. So that was good.
That's cool.
A few had Beer Fridays, which I highly recommend. And, you know, Rich and I tried to implement a drink cart on Fridays here, and that hasn't passed.
That's great. And we were talking about blender drinks as well.
Well, don't do it on a day that I'm off. Make it a happy day. Well,
maybe that would be an incentive for you to come in on Friday.
I don't think so. I have drinks at home.
So, but Beer Fridays is very popular. Two companies had popcorn machines. You could just go and make popcorn.
Oh, I like that. Which,
Michelle, you know I would like.
Oh, that's awesome.
I do.
Anyway,
the popcorn menace.
But a lot of the ideas are, you know, inexpensive, and they really made people happy.
And
so
I saw they had, like, a lot of games going on, too.
A lot of games. Yeah. A lot of game playing. Yeah. And some barbecues, you know.
Right.
Summer barbecues are popular as well.
What's fouling?
Fouling is called.
Oh, fouling.
Yes, we were at a company in... Gosh, it was such a whirlwind. In Michigan, fouling is the new popular sport there. It's bowling. So you set up bowling pins outdoors, and you throw a football at them, believe it or not. And it's very hard to actually knock down the pins, as Andy and Joe and I found out.
In a bowling alley?
You create your own fouling alley. This one was put up in a warehouse at one of the companies that we... But they have these huge fouling tournaments there. Apparently, it's big at NASCAR. They have fouling tournaments at NASCAR. Well, Rich and Michelle just raised their eyebrows. Anyway, so that was something that was very exciting.
I thought it was fouling, and I thought you guys were chasing chickens.
Yes.
I thought it was fouling, and I thought that you helped give birth to a foal.
A foal. We didn't do any of those things, but glad you were watching our reports. Anyway, do you have any questions, Anne, or that was your big question?
Great ideas.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should hold a foaling tournament today in the office then. Good luck, and thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line one, we have Marielle. Good morning, Marielle.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question today?
Well, I'm in sort of a predicament, and I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions for me. I have a really great employee, and she's been with me for about a year, and we work very well together. She's kind of like my right-hand woman. However, the problem is she was just approached by one of my competitors with an offer of more money, which is something that I wish I could, but I can't give her that right now. So what should I do?
Do you know what she actually wants?
We haven't really had an in-depth conversation about it.
Well, some people want more time off. Some people want, you know, to be recognized. Some people want, you know, a variety of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't match on the money, then maybe you can give her things that she actually wants, maybe even more than money. Maybe she wants some kind of allowance for something.
Or a flexible schedule.
Yeah,
flexible schedule. Or, you know, a day off every few
or,
weeks.
Or a bonus. Maybe you can give her more money as an incentive.
Mm-hmm.
We have editors, believe it or not, here who don't work on Fridays.
That would be me.
I think Rich is right. I mean, sometimes money's not the answer. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe she's not even aware that you might be able to be flexible on some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Has she accepted the job already?
No, but she...
That's on your side.
Yeah.
Because yeah. once you've accepted it, it's sort of awkward to...
To unaccept it.
Right, I think
that's a good sign that she actually told you about it, because that means she wants to work with you and probably stay with you. So I think if you offer her some of the incentives... Maybe we suggested and get to the bottom of it. You know, a lot of times people are more willing to stay for a flexible schedule in lieu of more money.
Or maybe there's one client she can't stand, and if you told her she'd never have a talk to them again, she'd be stuck.
That could be other things. You're absolutely right.
It's a good idea.
Good luck, Marielle. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
And on line five, we have Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys. I heard a rumor all of you are headed to Coney Island tomorrow for the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
Duffy's
we are.
Competing, no, I think, right?
She's been practicing.
80 hot dogs in practice 2 days ago, so you got a tough act to follow.
Oh, I think I could do it, Ed.
Now, will you be there, Ed? At the...
I will not. I'm only on my 130 pounds. I can't do that.
All right. Well,
I'm 300.
What's your question today, Ed?
My comment was just to treat your employees like family. You know, have fun events at the office, or even inviting, depending on how many you have. I'm with Halo, and we're 400 people spread across the country. But if they're a local, treat them like family, and, you know, do the cookout thing, and remember their birthdays. And I think commission is so important, to not just be a salaried employee. And I don't know what the normal procedure is in our business. I would guess mostly commission. I know, you know, that's what we are at Halo. And it's better. It's a win-win for both parties that way.
Okay, good. Well, some great comments. Thank you so much for calling, Ed. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Have a great 4th of July.
You too.
I think, you know, we were talking about the best place to work road tour. Another thing, everybody celebrates everyone's birthdays. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, they were up, you know, everybody's birthdays for the month were up on whiteboards in places. There were cakes. I mean, pretty elaborate. And again, something that doesn't cost a lot of money, just to recognize someone's birthday. I mean, where we went foaling, we had a barbecue there, and there were probably 200 people in the room, and they all sang happy birthday and brought out a cake to a woman for her birthday. And again, something easy to do.
Right.
So, and I think that'll become even more important as the younger generation comes into the workforce. I read something the other day saying that, you know, to 20-somethings, recognition and feeling like you're a part of a place and that mm-hmm. you're valued is as or more important than salary. So that's going to become, I think, even increasingly important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think so, too. On line one, we have Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. And how are y'all doing?
Good. We're great.
As I was waiting, y'all touched on a lot of things that I was about to comment on. Like for birthdays, we do lunches. Mm-hmm. For anniversary, we do a dinner. And the other thing is when we reach certain goals or milestones, we like to do some type of gathering, like you said, where we invite them to bring someone, if it's family or significant other with them during that time. It's really hard to start setting money values sometimes because, as one caller said, when someone's offering you more money and you start getting into competing, that is often hard, but sometimes to keep up with that. But I think a lot of times with people, they want to feel as though they have room for advancement as far as, like you said, with bonuses, extra bonuses. The paid time off is always good to be with the family. But as long as they feel as though, you know, it's some place where they can advance and people that really care for what they're doing, I think is something that is pretty important.
Sure. I agree with all that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Joe. And have a great 4th of July. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
All right. Thank you.
And, Michelle, we've gotten a couple Facebook comments on this topic. Do you want to?
We have one from Jennifer Moyer who says, when an employer takes the time to praise an employee and show they are impressed by their performance, it's very motivating. You should be engaged with your staff in a positive way, and it will spread a good vibe that will be obvious to customers and your company that will make it more desirable to work with.
Yeah, I think that's true. People want to work with happy people.
I like that it says engage in a positive way, cause, as opposed to the negative way.
Yes. Nobody likes that.
Auntie and I too. And we also have a comment from Judy who wrote, the recognition is rewarding. Recognition is rewarding is the motto of the Awards and Recognition Association. They work closely with the promotional products industry, and they see adults all the time who are thrilled to receive simple symbols of recognition, certificates, small trophies, plaques, or custom gifts presented at awards. And that's mm-hmm. true as well. I think that sometimes more so than the money, it's important for people to be lauded in front of their coworkers.
Absolutely. Well, those are good comments. Thanks, Michelle. I'll weigh in on one other thing on the best place to work road tour that's related to this topic, and that's, I think Chris touched upon it a little bit, but people really do want to see their connection to the company no matter what their job is. And we were at CSE Promotions, big distributor in the Midwest, and one thing they did is every quarter they set aside $50,000, and they put $50,000 of fake money in a tube, and if anyone makes a mistake that costs the company money, they take it out and shred it in another tube. And by the end, whatever money's left, they split amongst all the employees.
Fake money.
Well, no, they get a real check. I'm sorry. They get a real check for whatever money is there.
It's left.
you know, they have had several quarters where everyone's gotten a check for, you know, $300 or something like that. And, you know, so they all, and the mistakes, number of mistakes that have gone at the company have way decreased, and every single person feels, you know, responsible for getting
that check.
So
that's great.
Yeah, that's
I like
a great
that.
Idea.
Yes, we should implement that here.
We should.
We have to get things that blow money around first.
Like one at the ASI
like
show.
Me.
We're going to have
ASI
a money machine.
Show. We have a money booth where you grab the money.
You grab money.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to do that?
We have one more comment from Signet, our friends at Signet, Stephen Tate, who says that they have jeans or shorts day. Let's not do that here. On Fridays.
We have jeans day.
Celebrate birthdays each month with cake, and they have an ice cream man come by, and they pay the tab. So we could have like a Mr. Softy come by.
Oh, that's
by.
Cute. Yes.
We actually in went shorts.
We went to Signet last year on our Best Place to Work tour, and they have a lot of fun for sure.
And they have, they said they are they the company they have frozen turkey bowling?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. This year
that.
We went bowling. Last
that.
Year we did
turkey bowling,
and I was the champion. I have to say, I beat out Andy. And
really?
So I'm very good. I have a special technique.
You know, you have all these skills we were unaware of.
Yes, well.
Well, yeah. She's a natural athlete.
All right. Well, thanks, Michelle. All right. We're switching gears for a minute. We are going to talk about how to build an audience, how to build an audience that builds your business. Chris, what do you have on that?
All right. So the focus of this is content marketing. And to kind of put it in perspective, you know, nowadays consumers and buyers are smart, and they know when they're hearing a sales pitch. So you have to kind of come at them with something that gets your foot in the door beyond just a pitch. And one of the ways that you could do that is to create valuable content that they can use to help them run their businesses better. So an example of that would be, say, you would want to create a video maybe about how a promotional products campaign that you did with one client helped that client achieve some goal that they were after. You co-promote yourself, but you make that client the star, so to speak, of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Another example might be you would write a blog, say, about how new emerging social media platforms like Pinterest could be used to build a business. And you don't really promote yourself much in it, but you just give good, valuable information about using Pinterest, and you would, say, distribute that in an email to your clients or put it out there for prospects to check out. And what this does is it establishes you as an expert, as a valuable resource who can be trusted, and when people trust you, they're going to want to buy from you, and it makes that selling and closing process much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So does a few ideas with that.
Those are some great tips. We're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio. And, you know, we always talk about case studies how valuable they are as a selling tool. And I think this is, you know, an example taking this a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think
everybody loves case studies.
They do.
Yep.
All right. Jen Vishnevsky is going to weigh in now. We've got ASI Chicago coming up. Gosh, in less than, is it less
two
than
weeks.
2 weeks?
Next
week,
I think.
That's crazy. Jen, you've got some tips on how to work a trade show. And please tell me that one of them is not to walk around and say, scan me.
No, it's not. It surprisingly did not make the top 10 list, but the good news is trade shows are still popular. I know there's been questions about attendance, but the Center for Exhibition Industry Research report shows that trade shows are still going up. And there's a couple of obvious things here that we always say. You should always be prepared for the trade show, so create a plan, make sure you set your appointments ahead of time. Those are obviously the biggest success stories for hitting a trade show. One of the other things that I think is interesting is bring the right staff. And I know we've probably all seen booths that have people who are busy, you can't necessarily get to the person you want to speak to, or there are people who don't exactly know the products as well as they should. So make sure ahead of time, even if it's people that aren't in your company and you can train, you know, outside staff to talk about your products and get involved with your customers, that's a good idea. And the last thing I wanted to mention is focusing on your graphics and your messaging. Make sure your booth really stands out to people. There's about 2 seconds, it says, to capture attention as visitors meander through the aisle. So make sure that you have the best booth in the lot.
Okay, so those are good tips for suppliers exhibiting. Let's talk about also some strategies for distributors who are working the trade show. I think setting appointments is key. Mm-hmm. Too.
Definitely.
Yeah, ahead
definitely.
Of time.
Coming
you
up
gotta maximize your time there.
A hit list of people you want to see, and, you know, questions to ask exhibitors. You know, you've got some programs that you're working on and need some ideas. You know, what a great opportunity there.
Right. And go there with clients in mind maybe too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, Chris, you talked about making videos. I know a lot of distributors now bring their iPhones to shows and do little – you know, product videos right on the show floor and sent to their clients.
Rich and I saw in when we were in Asia, we saw a ton of people, attendees, taking photos with their iPhones of products, which is, and then they would kind of position the person's, the exhibitor's business card in front of the product, take a photo of it. And then when you get back to the office, you remember who the product came from because you meet so many people at a trade
show.
That
is a great idea. Yeah. That's really good.
It's very hard to keep track. And then some people I saw, they even have their books and they're, you know, putting stuff in their books too, you know, so that they have a notebook that they take back with them.
And I would say to distributors also, I mean, this just makes sense. Make take advantage of all the free education offered at trade shows. I mean, there's some great stuff.
Speaking of education, who's the big educator at ASI Chicago this year?
Me? No.
We have a full day of Tony Robbins on Education Day.
That's right.
He's going to give, an 8-hour, one of his really popular
seminars. Yeah, 8 hours. It costs $500 normally if you want to buy it, and it's free for everyone that comes
and
to the
totally
show.
Customized for our industry. He's taken a lot of time to speak to some distributors and see what, you know, their biggest challenges are. So it's going to be totally customized to the industry. And, you know, we've had him speak twice as just a keynote for an hour and a half at ASI shows in the past, and he was just off the charts in terms of...
And that was
of
just for 1 hour.
Exactly. Right. And now we're going to have him for an entire day.
Are you going to walk on the coals as when he's done?
I might. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
We get to meet him again.
I'm going to take photos of that on my iPhone.
Really?
Yes.
From the ground up? Is that what you're saying?
All right. So anyway, if you haven't yet registered for ASI Chicago, go to asishow.com. You're totally not going to want to miss that. Now, here's a perplexing question, and it is, why is sunscreen being banned at schools and camps? I don't understand that. I sent my kids off to camp this morning, and I certainly use their sunscreen.
Yeah, well, this is only some school districts, but they're treating sunscreen as an FDA-regulated drug, which it is, over-the-counter drug, believe it or not. So they're treating it like aspirin, and kids, they're not allowed to bring sunscreen to school without a doctor's note. But the stuff really hit the fan recently.
What school is that?
Yeah.
Where is that from?
Let's see. Where is it? Somewhere in Tacoma, Washington.
There you go.
Tacoma, Washington.
Well, it's not sunny there. I was just in Seattle and it rained.
It rains 300 days a year.
They don't need sunscreen.
Okay. Can I tell you the story? Can I finish my story?
No, we like interrupting.
We're not happy with this school.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It is
so
ridiculous.
So they'd rather the kids get sunburned?
So listen, these two little girls came home with like flaming
sunburn.
Yes. And their skin is still peeling. So their mother, you know, alerted the authorities. Anyway, and another disturbing reason is that schools don't want to be liable for, like, if parents say their kids were touched inappropriately when people are applying sunscreen to them. Can you believe that? This day and age?
There's a word I'm thinking of right now, and it rhymes with dip mitts.
All right. Since this is a family show, you refrain from saying the actual word. All right. Well, we're just going to say that's silly. We're going to file that under the silliness file and move on.
It's nonsense.
It's like there's a little column in a magazine that's called It Must Be True, I Read in the Tabloids. That really sounds like something out of that.
Yeah, seriously.
That is silly.
Bizarre news.
It is. All right. Well, we did a lot of social media last week on our Best Place to Work road tour. And Michelle is going to give us some strategies now on how social media can improve your company's internal communications.
Right. Because I think most businesses, when they think about social media and building business, it's outwardly. It's with their clients and customers. And there's a way to do it that's equally important to use social media internally. You can facilitate communication between departments, overcome geography for people who telecommute, and ultimately maximize their productivity. So there are a couple points. We'll put them all on our website at asicentral.com/radio. One is to create internal social networks. And this ostensibly will bring the company closer together by facilitating formal and informal communication between departments, as well as lower and upper management. Are you smirking at me?
Because you do that in your office.
Well, that's true.
Like the doctor is in.
Another way to do it is to encourage employee participation. Speaking up in the boardroom or in the office can be intimidating for junior staff members. And sometimes, you know, a lot of younger people are used to posting things online. Mm-hmm. A way to get them to participate and to, offer their ideas and suggestions would be to do it through social media. Yeah. Another one is to collect intelligence. User-generated content via social media is worth its weight in gold as it becomes valuable business intelligence that can be used to understand how to perform better. And I think this is interesting because think of how many people we have working here, for example, 500 people, all talking to our clients in the industry who may be finding out, you know, interesting things about those clients, but, you know, they have no place to share it. Social media would be a perfect way to do that for internal communications. And the last thing I would say is just kind of as a backup is have a solid social media policy so people know what's appropriate and not appropriate to post online.
Great. Right. Thanks, Michelle. We'll put all these tips on our website, asicentral.com/radio. Now, Chris, I'm going to go to this topic because I'm curious as to what these are. Chris is going to tell us 8 tasteless items to remove from your desk now.
All right.
Kathy, pay attention.
Tasteless.
A lot of this stuff is common sense, I would have thought.
So porn.
But yeah. Well, that is number one, racy photos. You don't want to have them, yes. You know, either
Who
of
would?
Yourself
or
your apparently people do. You know, like you go on vacation, maybe a bikini photo or something like that, and people put them up. So
of yourself or others?
All of it is a bad idea.
Okay, great.
Others would be you know it's okay if you want to have like a little inspirational you know, say biblical quote like on your desk, but if you're having big posters and it's there's like a lot of religious,
say hellfire and damnation.
Yeah, exactly. It goes a little overboard, you know.
Yeah.
Figurines. If you have one, or you know, a Snoopy statuette here or there, it's
well,
probably
I have
100
Yadros in my office. Do I have to get rid of them?
According to this, you would. Yeah.
Oh, are they just laid in a lovely case, or are they?
Well,
just...
they're just cluttered everywhere. Actually,
I have Wonder Woman's and all sorts of nerdy things in my office.
See, I don't know. We're in the promotional products industry, so
yeah.
I think we get a pass.
All right. Well, I guess we can next that. But they're saying if you're overdoing, like if you're a lawyer and you're sitting there and you have clients coming in and you've got
Hello
Snoopy
Kitty,
in, yeah, you're maybe not creating. The best impression.
I don't like, you know, like the teddy bears holding balloons, statues, things like that. Unicorns.
I think unicorns, yeah.
Yeah. Unicorns good or bad?
No.
Bad. Okay. I agree. What else, Chris?
So you might be real excited to show the fact that you're on Team Jacob or Team Edward as far as Twilight goes, but really no one else is interested in that. So creating fan shrines is a bad idea,
Ooh.
Too.
What, like Star Wars stuff?
I'm yeah.
Like,
I don't know why you're looking at me.
Michelle. you know, keep the Justin Bieber photos at home, that kind of stuff. Child's artwork, I wasn't sure what I thought of this one because I have a few things on my desk, but you don't want to overdo it, they're saying, with your kid's artwork, you know.
I think
a little bit is fine, but if it's like you're creating the Picasso gallery to your child, it's not the greatest idea. Political images, we all know, don't discuss religion and politics.
Oh, I have those.
I do too. You know.
So overtly political images, they're saying. You know, don't. If you had sauerkraut and bratwurst the night before and you bring it in for lunch, you don't want to leave that container sitting on your desk because it's going to stink up the office and annoy your coworkers. And
hard-boiled eggs, probably same.
Yeah,
thing.
Same concept.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Fried cod.
Sardines.
All right. Well, Rich, you're going to have to take your big Obamacare balloon off your
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to pop it right now.
Melinda, there's a Facebook comment to you. Judy says, I'm here in Tacoma. It's actually sunny here right now.
But I'm
so sorry.
Melinda's right, though. She says sunscreen is not generally an issue.
I'm sorry, Judy.
Antidepressants are big.
And coffee.
Now, let's not offend Judy anymore. Actually, it was so beautiful in Washington State, but it was a little bit rainy. And one of the guys, suppliers we visited, said that it doesn't really get sunny till end of July. That's what he said.
Well, he visited the wrong time.
All right. Well, we have just enough time for others to talk about their favorite products of the week. And Kathy, we're going to start with you.
Okay. Mine is new from American Zebra Line. I picked them because it's from our Made in the USA supplement. So obviously it's made in the USA and it's called the Cool Top. And it's a beverage cooler holder made out of scuba foam. But it also has this cool like little Velcro closure on the top so you could keep nasty bugs and whatnot out of your drink.
Whatnot. I don't want whatnot in my
no,
drink.
No, don't have any whatnot. But it's perfect for summer events and autumn tailgating, and you could check it out on the website. It'll be on our website.
All right. Yep. Jen, what's your favorite
Mine's
product?
Mine's perfectly appropriate. It's a sunscreen kit.
Nice.
Don't use it in Washington
Can't bring it to camp in Tacoma.
It's new from Safe Haven, ASI 84495. It's a little cute bag, which I like because I can throw it right in my purse. And it's after sun lotion and lip balm. So it's cute for corporate events.
All right. Chris, what's your favorite product?
I picked a retro visor from Alternative Apparel 34850. Basically great headwear promotion for the summer. Good for corporate picnics, camps, softball leagues, ice cream parlors, and burger joints.
And will you be wearing it tomorrow on your, at your 4th of July
celebration? I think I will, actually.
All right, Michelle, take us home with your favorite product.
All of our products actually can be seen on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Mine is from Style Pacifica, and it is got a Phillies logo on it, but it's jewelry made out of these nuts, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but I think they're called cuckoo nuts.
Sounds good.
It is from the State Tree of Hawaii, and they're lacquered and logoed, and you can have spirit wear jewelry made from them. And they, again, are from Style Pacifica, ASI 89997.
Imagine you having a cuckoo nut.
I think we need ASI radio logo on some cuckoo nuts.
Absolutely. All right, well, we are out of time today. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we hope everyone has a fantastic 4th of July. We'll be back next week. Save time, same place. Have a great week.